Charlie and his mother had left the house when he was two, and he couldn't remember it at all. Even the name was unfamiliar to him. Diamond Corner. It stood on the corner of Diamond Street and Lime Avenue. Charlie was 12 now, a boy of medium height with dark, unruly hair and walnut-brown eyes. A boy who was ordinary in every way except one. He was a picture traveller, a talent he had inherited from the legendary Red King. Beside Charlie stood a very tall man with strong, finely chiselled features and straight black hair that almost touched his shoulders. He wore a long dark coat, and the brim of his black hat had been pulled down as if to shade his eyes, though there was not the slightest glimmer of sunlight on this murky Sunday afternoon.
"Needs a lot of repair," the man remarked, looking at the dark holes where slates had fallen from the roof.
"I wish I could move in right now, Uncle Peyton," said Charlie.
"You won't have to wait long," said his uncle. "They're starting work next week. Builders, painters, plumbers, and roofers."
"Let's have a look."
Charlie opened the gate and walked up the overgrown path. His uncle followed, jangling a bunch of keys. As they drew closer, they noticed a light in one of the lower windows.
"Someone's in there."
Charlie ran up to the door. His uncle, only a pace behind, leapt up the steps and fitted one of his keys into the lock. The blue door swung open, and Charlie stepped inside. A stale, mildewy smell filled the hallway. The floorboards were damp and dusty, and strips of ragged wallpaper hung from the dark-stained walls. Charlie trod as lightly as he could, but the bare boards creaked with every step he took. He quickly opened a door to his left and looked into the room where he had seen the light. It was empty. Uncle Peyton nodded at a half-open door on the other side of the room.
"A kitchen," he whispered.
A shuffling sound could be heard. It was difficult to make out where it came from. Charlie sprang across the room, his uncle's heavy footsteps pounding after him. But the kitchen, too, was empty. A sharp bang sent Charlie bounding through the kitchen and into the hallway. The back door swung open, hitting the wall behind it with another loud bang. A blast of cold air hit Charlie as he squinted outside. He was just in time to see two figures slip through a broken fence at the end of the yard.
"Hey!"
cried Charlie, running through a sea of long, dried grass and weeds. When he reached the fence, he peered into the narrow gap, but the intruders had vanished.
"Could have been tramps," Uncle Peyton kicked at a pile of newspapers in a corner. "Let's go, Charlie."
"Can't I go upstairs?" begged Charlie. "I want to see if I can remember the room where I slept."
"Go on, then."
Uncle Peyton followed Charlie up the stairs. When he reached the top, Charlie stood and stared at the two doors in front of him. There were two more leading off a hall to his left, and another on his right. He chose this last one.
"You did remember, Charlie?"
"I just guessed," said Charlie.
He pushed open the door.
"Oh!"
It was impossible to move any farther into the room. Every floorboard had been lifted. Some stood against the walls. Others lay scattered on the narrow planks that supported the floor.
"How very odd," Uncle Peyton peered over Charlie's shoulder. "I didn't know the builders had started already."
They looked in the other rooms. Every one was in the same state. Floorboards were wrenched up and thrown carelessly into corners or strewn across the thin planks.
"Looks like someone's been searching for something," Charlie remarked.
"A pretty desperate search," his uncle agreed. "I imagine they did the same downstairs, but relayed the boards in case anyone looked through the windows."
"I don't like to think of strangers coming in and trashing my old home," said Charlie.
As they went downstairs, they kept an eye open for any sign that the boards might have been pulled up. And this time they noticed the splintered wood, the nails that had been unscrewed, and the slight wobble in the banisters.
"It might be a good idea to change the locks," said Uncle Peyton, when they were standing in the street again. "I'll tell the agents."
They began the walk home to number 9 Filbert Street. Uncle Peyton was thinking about the intruders and failed to notice that the street lights had come on. Before Charlie had time to warn him, his uncle carelessly glanced upward, and the light over his head gave a loud pop and exploded. Uncle Peyton ducked as a shower of glass rained down on his head.
"Bother, bother, bother," he cried.
Peyton Ubeam, another of the Red King's descendants, had inherited an unfortunate endowment. If he so much as glanced at a light that was on, whether it was in a window, a building, on the street, or at home,